Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Wesley Woodyard,
yes,
joins us at our broadcast site at Titans Training Camp. Wesley, going into camp yesterday, we made the decree as a show, we're not going to complain about the heat. That's one of our pet peeves. We don't like hearing people say, oh gosh, it's so hot.
But well, especially media members complaining about it, because we're not out there practicing.
I do want to point something out, though. You took the shower just a few minutes ago.
I'm already sweating.
You have a sweatshirt on. You have a hoodie on.
Yes.
And now you're under a tent, which is warmer than it is outside.
It's hotter under here than it is outside.
That's a mistake. You're going to need another shower.
Deion Lewis walked in, and first thing he said on air was, it's way hotter right here than it was out there.
Right, right. It is. Definitely hotter here. So you guys won today. You guys were
Yeah, it was fun, though. Yeah, it was fun. We couldn't see anything. How was practice?
That was great, man. Good chance to get out there first day. You know, first days are always going to be rough, but I think we had a pretty good day, man. You know, just ironing out the kinks. Everybody was flying around and excited to be here. Nobody, no injuries, so yeah. That's great. That's always great.
You've been through this a couple of times, the new scheme change, yep. Coaching changes. It's not easy picking up a new philosophy and a new scheme, but how would you describe picking up Dean Pease's defense?
I can say OTA has definitely helped us out a lot. Having a new system, just getting that whole 2 or 3 months in with each other, learning everything, learning how to communicate. And I think actually that was one of the reasons why we kind of, hey, I'll sign that Woodyard jersey, my man.
Hey, get his attention right.
Oh, yeah, get him. Yeah, bring him over.
Bring
here.
Him back, absolutely.
Is this a rare find?
This is a rare find. Yeah.
That was great.
They don't even make those around here. I'll sign that.
Great eye by you, Wesley, to spot that from that far away.
But yeah, man, it's pretty good, man. Coach Pease is one of the greatest D coordinators to be in this game. You know, we had Coach Bo here, and now we get one of the best defensive coordinators in that AFC North division. That division has been a dominant division for so long. How you doing, man? I'm going to sign that for you. But it's just great to learn from a guy like that. It makes it easier.
Let's interview this man, this young man. What is your name?
Eli.
Eli, you have a Wesley Woodyard jersey. How did you, this is a rare find, according to Wesley. How did you find this jersey?
All I wanted for Christmas was a Wesley Woodyard jersey. So I asked my dad, for Christmas, can I get a Wesley Woodyard jersey? Somehow he was able to find it.
That is outstanding. And Wesley Woodyard, by the way, with the magnificent eye, spotted you from like 50 yards away. And I know how he saw the number, because it was crumpled up on your back. You weren't wearing a time, and he still spotted it. So that's awesome right there.
Hey, man, tighten up, man. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Taylor Lewan also walking by
one
here.
One of my favorite teammates right there.
He'll sign your jersey, too, if you like, Taylor. So, Oh, that was great.
So, all right, so the last time a player had this good of a mood with us going into camp was Jarrell Casey. It was this time last year. He was all smiles, and he got the contract like 48 hours later. Is that happening with you?
Sure. I wish I was getting those Jarrell Casey numbers.
How would you, in all seriousness, how do you describe your leadership qualities? Because you've been a captain everywhere you've been.
I can say, man, one of the things about me is that I think I have a unique ability to bring people together and to get them to understand the cause for what we're here. And most importantly, you know, trying to pull the best out of my teammates. You know, if I show and lead by example, then the guys are going to have no choice but to follow. And that's something that's, I'm a leader by example. I don't like to do too much rah-rah talking, too much all of that getting in your face, but I can. But
you
I
do just that on the sidelines, though.
I will. When it comes time for that. But I'd rather just go out there and show you how to do it, man. Even though I have a lot of enforcers on the team that'll stand up for me and take care of that. But I just like to go out there and show these guys how it should be done.
We're just talking about your leadership style. I'm fascinated by Dick LeBeau's leadership style. And we've had him on this show and love talking to him.
Yep.
Compare and contrast Dick LeBeau, how he goes about coaching you and his leadership abilities with Dean Pease and working under him.
I can say, you know, Coach LeBeau, man, you know, we definitely miss him. We love him. We have so much respect for him. And, he definitely was one of those guys that demanded the same respect that Coach Pease demanded. You know, he's coached some of the greatest players, just like Coach LeBeau's coached some of the greatest players. They had some of the greatest defenses in the league. So they kind of, you know, they have different approaches. Coach LeBeau is more of a jokester. Coach Pease is more, right now, from what we can see, he's like one of those guys that, you know, he's kind of chill, laid back. but don't mess up nothing. and to me, that's what you want, because he holds everybody accountable for everything. And that's what you have to be if you want to be a successful defense.
The one thing about Baltimore when Pease was there was you knew you were in for a battle against their defense. They were bringing it week in and week out, and they were consistent in how they approached game after game after game. Can this defense have those same qualities?
Absolutely. I definitely think that we have some of the greatest leaders within the NFL. You know, you look at guys like Arakpo, guys like Jarrell Casey, even D. Morgan. You know, we have young guys that are stepping up. You know, KB, you know, Logan's out there leading people. So I definitely think we have enough guys that are in the right positions that can police our groups. You know, linebackers are going to get policed by some of the best D-line and secondary. So it all transcends and comes together, and I think that's a sign of a great defense. Wesley, and we want to pick up from where we left off last year.
Yeah, and I think you can.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. You only got deeper at positions, right?
Yes, oh, yeah.
Wesley Woodyard, our guest. I'm looking out at the sign here, play fast and aggressive. That's the slogan that you're going to hear all season.
Yep.
As you're trying to learn, quote-unquote, what to do, to know what to do, and as you're picking up on the defense, does it make actually living up to that expectation difficult to play fast and aggressive?
I can tell you one thing that's for certain. If you don't know what to do, you're not going to play fast or play aggressive. But you definitely can't coach aggressiveness, and you can't coach playing fast. That's all comes from the heart and knowing what to do and being comfortable out there. And like I said, man, to me, those OTAs had gave us a great opportunity to learn this scheme and to, you know, iron out some of the kinks and get a chance to come to training camp today and play fast and just cut it loose. And that's what we did.
Well, and you can do a good job of teaching where people understand what they're doing. Then they can play fast and aggressive. How has this staff been in terms of teaching it? You talked about the OTAs and learning some of this, but that's a big part in being able to play fast and aggressive and knowing what you want to do.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely say, man, every day in OTAs, I came to work and I got better, man. My linebacker coach, Coach Tyrone, he told me from the first day I met him that he's going to make me a better player, and he's held me accountable to that. You know, I told him I want him to be hard on me. And it's so every day, man, our coaches are inspiring us, teaching us, and that's what they challenge themselves. Even in the meeting rooms, you know, coach calls them out and be like, hey, what's your job assignment? What are you here for? And they're all on board. And I think that shows, you know, what kind of character our coaching staffs have.
How would you compare Rashawn Evans' skill level rookie season, first training camp to what Wesley Woodyard was like in his first camp?
I can't really compare. For one, back then training camp was a full out warfare, bloodshed every day, full pass. But I can definitely say, man, I'm excited to work with Rashawn, man. From the first day he came in, he's been a hard worker, man. He's trying to learn everything, and most importantly, he's one of those guys that's seeking information, and he's not like, you know, you get that first round pick sometimes, and you're like, man, I hope this guy don't come in and think he's just, you know, going to run the team. He comes in, he wants to learn, and most importantly, he's trying to apply it, and he listens to everybody. And that's all you can ask from a rookie.
Wesley Woodyard has been our guest. Go grab some lunch. I'm assuming that's next on the docket.
Oh,
get out of this heat. Yeah. I don't know how we're keeping you out here. Get out of this heat.
Everybody's worried about the heat. I'm just worried about my next step, trying to get some reps in, trying to get some bench, some squats. I'm just trying to get better as a better player. Everybody's out here worried about Kiki. Kiki doesn't love you. Wesley Woodyard loves you.
The lumberjack, Wesley Woodyard, has been our guest.